请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在要来祷告。
We're going to pray.
好，求主耶稣带领我们今天的这个早上的聚会。
We ask Lord Jesus to guide us in the morning services.
让我们在聚会当中能够得到造就。
So we may all be edified.
然后让我们的生命可以我们生命的脚步可以重新调整。
And we can readjust our life's direction.
我们一同跪下来祷告。
So kneel down and pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Lord Jesus' name we pray.
哈利路亚，感谢神的恩典。
Hallelujah, by the grace of God.
再次可以来到尔湾教会，跟我们弟兄姐妹一起在这边学习神的道理。
This time I can be here to study the truth with the brothers and sisters here.
今天早上这两堂的聚会小弟想要用喜格拉风云这个题目做我们敬拜神互相勉励的一个题目，一个方向。
The morning two classes, we like to use the topic "Troubles at Ziklag" as our mutual encouragement.
我们知道说大卫他被撒母耳高立当王。
We know that David was anointed by Samuel.
可是
David was anointed to be the king.
可是我们要知道说，当撒母耳被神蒙召以后是大卫那个时候还没有当王的。
But we need to realize whenSamuel was called away by God. At the time, David was not yet the king.
因为那个时候扫罗还在当王。
Because Saul was still the king.
大卫被扫罗追得实在是走投无路了。
And David was at the end of his rope because he was being pursued by Saul.
腓力士人是犹太人以色列人的仇敌头号仇敌。
The Philistines were the number one enemy of the Israelites.
他们跟以色列人没有亲戚关系。
They had no relative or blood relations to Israelites.
大卫被逼到走投无路去投靠腓力士人。
And because David had no place to go, he had to go to the Philistines for help.
第一次投靠的时候因为大卫知道他这个腓力士人对他不放心所以他就装疯卖傻，然后就逃离开那个地方。
So the first time David approached the Philistines, he pretended that he was insane and then he left that place.
后来实在是没有办法了所以大卫就跑去跟腓力士王亚吉说我来投靠你呢。
And finally, he really had no way out. So he came to the king of the Philistines and asked for a dwelling there.
不过大卫他非常的聪明，他知道说如果跟亚吉王住在一起迟早要发生事情啊。
But David was very intelligent. He knew that if he stayed with the Philistine king for any number of time, eventually he'll run into trouble.
所以他就跟亚吉王讲了一件事情。
So he told the king this thing.
我们来看撒母耳记上27章。
First Samuel 27.
撒母耳记上27章第五节。
First Samuel 27 verse 5.
大卫对亚吉说：“我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你在境外的城邑中赐我一个地方居住，仆人何必与王同住京都呢？”大卫很聪明。
David is very smart.
因为腓力士人是他们的敌人。
Because the Philistines were their arch enemy.
实在同住实在不太适合。
To live together, it doesn't sit well with him.
亚吉，你怕我，我还怕你呢。
So Achish, you're afraid of me, but I'm even more afraid of you.
所以亚吉就将那个喜格拉这个地方这个城赐给这个犹大王。
Achish gave David the city of Ziklag.
所以说我们发现一个非常特别的地方。
And we discover this very unique point.
这个喜格拉是一个城市。
Ziklag was in itself a city.
它是属于腓力士地的，它是属于腓力士人的。
It is a city belonging to the Philistines.
可是它世世代代却成为犹大王的属地。
However, from generation to generation, it had ever since became the city for the Israelites.
这是因为大卫跟亚吉之间的协议了。
It is because of the negotiation that David and Achish reached.
在大卫逃难的期间事实上他在腓力士地的这段时间可以说是他比较快乐的时间。
And if you look at the overall picture when David was fleeing, this was considered a happier time.
因为他可以得到腓力士王的保护，他又可以很自由的行动。
Because he was under the protection of King Achish, and he could freely move about.
不过好景不长
Nevertheless, the good time didn't last.
有一次扫罗王要跟腓力士王打仗
One time when Achish was about to fight with the King Saul.
那大卫他是臣服在这个亚吉王的手下，所以当然亚吉王要去打仗，当然他要跟着亚吉王去哦。
And since David swore his loyalty to Achish, and since he had to join the battle as an ally of Achish,
所以他就 跟着他，还有他跟随他的600个人、啊、就跟着这个菲利士人后面慢慢前进。
So David and his 600 strong men follow Achish into the battle.
这个真的是一个很大的困难。
It was really a big problem for him.
打也不是，不打也不是。
Because he was really in a... if he fought, then he would kill his brothers. And if he didn't fight, then he would betray his king.
你打是打自己的兄弟啊。
Because when you're fighting, you're going to shed blood of your own brothers.
虽然大卫那个时候还没当王，不过他还是以色列王，他要接续以色列人，接续扫罗当王的。
Even though David wasn't yet the king, but eventually he will be the Israelite king.
不过神实在是给他开一条路了。
And God opened a way for him.
菲利士的其他首领不愿意这个大卫跟随他们去打仗。
It turned out that the other Philistine leaders were unwilling to have David accompany them into the battle.
他们跑去跟亚基王说，为什么大卫跑来啊？
And they went to King Achish and say, why is this person David here?
你不知道这个人是谁吗？
Don't you know who he is?
这个人是大卫王啊。
He is David.
他拿什么跟他的主人和好啊？
And what would he do to compromise with, to become well along with his master?
不是我们的头吗？
Isn't he going to sacrifice our heads?
我们的敌人在前面啊。
Our enemy is ahead of us.
大卫在后面啊。
David is behind us.
这一打起来可不得了了。
So when the battle breaks out, we will be in deep trouble.
你没听过扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万啊。
Haven't you ever heard that the Israelites say Saul killed thousands and David the tens of thousands?
让他跟在我后面，这个玩笑开太大了。
If you let him accompany us, it will be a big joke.
你赶快叫他回去。
Just tell him to go home.
哇，亚基没有办法，他就跟大卫说：“好啦，事实上你在我面前是一个完全人啊，可是因为其他首领不愿意接受你，你回去吧。”
And Achish could not deal with his other people, so he finally said, "David, you have to go home, even though you have been a very loyal subject to me."
当然，神给他开这条路是很好的啦。
And it was wonderful that God opened this way out for David.
他们出离开他们家已经第三天了哈。
It was the third day that they had departed from home.
他们想说可以快快乐乐回家嘛，不用打仗啊。
They figure they can go home happily because they don't have to go into battle.
想不到等到他们回到他们的家的时候啊，哇，风云变色啊。
And unexpectedly, there was trouble brewing at home.
我们来看撒母耳记上三十章。
For Samuel chapter 30.
撒母耳记上三十章第一节。
Chapter 30, verse 1.
第三日，大卫和跟随他的人到了洗格拉，亚玛利人已经侵夺南地，攻破洗格拉，用火焚烧。第二节。
Two.
掳了城内的妇女和其中的大小人口，却没有杀一个人，都带走了。哇！他们回到快快乐乐回到自己的家，想不到我的家没有了。
When they returned happily to home, and to their surprise, their home was burned down.
亚玛利人烧了他们的家。
The Amalekites burned down their homes.
把他们的妻儿、所有的东西、他们的所有的财产全部都掳走了。
And also taken captive of all their women and children and everything they possessed.
这个跟约伯差不多了。
This was very much like Job's story.
全部都没了。
Because they had nothing left.
你想那个时候怎么办？
What would you do?
你有看过600个大，应该是601个啦，601个男人在那边哭啊。
Have you ever seen 601 brave soldiers in tears?
哇，哭到没有力气啊。
And they were weeping so much that they were all exhausted.
什么都没有了。
Because they had nothing left.
如果今天是我们遇到了
，If this had happened to us today，
啊，你真的还不知道怎么办呢
？You really won't know what to do。
你是用一个非常愉快的心情回家的
，Because originally you went home with a happy mood。
可是你回到家的时候，什么都没有了。
But by the time you reach home, there's nothing left。
哇，这个时候啊，这些跟随大卫的人啊，就暴躁起来了。
And so this time, David's followers became very upset。
他们就想啊，一定就是你大卫了。
And they figured.David, you must be in the troublemaker.
就是你。
You are the cause of our downfall. 如果没有
带我们去跟随菲利士人出去打仗，我们的妻儿，我们的一切怎么会没有了呢？
If you didn't take us into the battle with Achish, then why would our wives and children be gone?
你要负责。
You had to take responsibility.
你是领导者。
You are the leader.
哇，就用石头要打死他呢。
And they were ready to stone him.
不过大卫却没有这样做。
But David remained calm.
他依靠神。
He relied upon God.
当然，在这个整个的事件当中啊，我们知道说到最后啊，大卫有将他所有的啊，他们的所有的财产都救回来了。
We know that at the end of the story, David was able to recapture everything they possessed.
不过在这个事件当中啊
But throughout this entire story,
啊, 我们看到每一个人的互动,
we can see the reaction from the other parties.
我们也看到神奇妙的引导,
we also see the miraculous guidance of God.
我们虽然对这件事很熟悉,
even though we are familiar with this story,
不过, 我们可以来思考一下这当中的互动跟神的引导。
We can think about the interaction and also God's guidance.
我们先来看到人的互动。
Let's first talk about the interpersonal interaction.
这边有601个人遇到同样的一个事情。
There were 601 people who encountered the same trouble.
每一个人是站在平等的地位。
Everyone were equal.
那600个人所有的妻子、孩子、财产都没有了。
And all 600 people lost their wives and children.
大卫所有的妻子、儿子、财产也都没有了。
And same happened to David.
大家都没有了嘛, 一样。
They lost everything they had. They were equal.
他们在那边放声大哭, 哭到没有力气。
They were weeping loudly until they were all exhausted.
可是接着啊, 有两个不同的反应。
But there are two different reactions.
第一个反应就是那些暴躁的人。
First, the one who are very with big tempers.
他们都很着急啊。
They were all in a very big rush.
谁不着急啊?
Who was in trouble?
他们回到喜格拉的时候发现没有尸体。
When they returned, they discovered there was no bodies.
那表示说他们的妻子儿女都还活着。
That means their wives and children are still alive.
那他们跑到哪里去了?
But where did they go?
房子被烧了。
Their houses were burned down.
那他们被抓到哪里去了?
Where are they now?
这个事怎么办呢?
What do they do?
怎么解决呢?
How to resolve?
谁该负责?
Who should be responsible?
这个是这些焦急的人的心情啊。
And these are the emotional mindset of those who are in a rush.
或许有人会这样讲啊。
And maybe some people will say,
传道如果我们遇到我们会这样啊,
Minister, if this were to happen to us, then this is how we will behave.
或许我们会这样啊,
or perhaps this is how we will behave.
可是我们要知道,
but we need to know this.
这如果生气可以解决事情啊,
if just by being upset we can resolve a situation,
那我们生气没关系啦,
then it's okay to be upset.
可是生气可以解决事情吗?
But can anger really resolve anything?
这些人说, 大卫都是你的错。
These people pointed their finger at David and said, it's all your fault.
所以他们用石头把大卫打死。
They were ready to stone David to death.
请问你把大卫打死事情可以解决吗?
So if you were to stone David to death, can that really resolve anything?
你把大卫打死了,你的妻子,儿女,财产都可以回来吗?
Will killing David really bring back all your wives and children?
我们先不要说是不是真的是大卫的错了。So
let's first set aside whose fault it was.
我们要先思考是说,你把大卫打死了,对事情有解决吗?
We need to first consider, by stoning David to death, would it resolve the situation?
如果在这个事件当中,他们如果真的把大卫打死了,他们妻子儿女永远回不来了。
If in this story, they were, if they really carry out their intention of stoning David to death, then their wives and children would never return.
如果那时候他们把大卫打死了,他们还真笨了。
Had they killed David, they would truly be foolish.
我们看箴言第14章。
Turn to Proverbs 14.
箴言第十四章，Proverbs 14:29。不轻易发怒的大有聪明，性情暴躁的大显愚妄。这个是这个圣经神给人的一个智慧。The
Bible contains the wisdom of God.
一个不轻易发怒的人，他是有聪明的。
One who is not quick-tempered is a very wise person.
可是一个性情容易暴躁的人,容易生气的人,实际上这种人是很笨的,很愚妄的。
A quick-tempered man really is very foolish.
其实,以今天的角度来看,这句话写的实在是太有智慧了。
So looking at it from today's perspective, this statement really is very wise.
一个人在生气的时候,
when a person is upset,
一个人会失去思考的能力。
He will lose his rational thinking.
如果说你遇到一个事情,
Let's say we encounter an issue.
那你的脾气就发起来了。
And we immediately erupt in anger.
你就没有办法正常的思考。
Then you cannot think it rationally.
因为你没有办法正常的思考。
Without rational thinking,
你就可能会做错误的决定。
It's very likely that you will make a wrong decision.
就你做了错误的决定。
With a wrong decision,
你有可能就会永远没有办法回头。
It's possible that you can never return.
所以圣经上告诉我们,
And the Bible tells us,
不轻易发怒的大有聪明。
A patient man has a great understanding.
可是性情暴躁的大显愚妄。
But a quick-tempered man displays folly.
事实上他们在这个时候生气实在是很愚妄的一件事情。
So being upset in that juncture was really foolish.
这个是大卫的错吗?
Was it David's fault?
是大卫故意的吗?
Did David do it intentionally?
是大卫故意要去要跟随亚基王的吗？
Did David intentionally follow King Achish?
这些人是大卫叫他们来跟随他的吗？
Did these people follow David because David told them to?
我们来看这个撒母耳记上。
Turn to 1 Samuel
22章
verse 22。
撒母耳记上二十二章第二节。
First Samuel 22 verse 2。
凡受窘迫的、欠债的、心里苦恼的，都聚集到大卫那里。大卫就做他们的头目，跟随他的约有400人。当大卫逃到亚杜兰洞的那个时候
，When David fled to Adullam, the cave of Adullam，
那个时候，凡是窘迫的、欠债的、心里苦恼的，都到大卫那边聚集。
All those who were in distress, were in debt, were discontent, gathered around David.
那时候大概来跟他聚集，到聚集到他那边的有四百个人。
At that time, there were about 400 men with David.
再加上大卫的亲属，再加上大卫的兄弟。
Plus, with David's relatives and his brothers.
大概有600个。
About 600 altogether.
请问这些人是大卫说来来来来跟随我的吗？
So did all these people gather around David because David invited them?
没有哎。
No, that wasn't the case.
这些人是受窘迫的、欠债的、心里苦恼的来跟随，他们是主动来跟随大卫的。
But rather, these people were in distress, in debt, were discontented. They voluntarily followed David.
因为他们相信大卫可以引导他们。
For they believe in David as their leader.
跟着大卫就有的吃有的喝。
By following David, they don't have to worry about eating or drinking.
就可以得到保障。
And they can be protected.
虽然他们跟着大卫东西奔波啊，可是毕竟上他们是自己愿意跟随大卫的。
And even though they followed David, but they did so with their own volition.
他们被社会所不能接受吗？
For they were rejected by their society.
所以他们去跟随大卫了。
So they followed David.
好，现在遇到问题了。
Now the problem arises.
你说这个都是大卫的错。
And you say all of these are the fault of David.
第一个，大卫有叫你来跟随他吗？
First of all, David did not call them to follow him.
第二个。你之前住在喜格拉，大家快快乐乐生活的时候，你都没有讲话哦。
And previously, when everyone was living in Ziklag, they were living contently and happily.
你也没感谢呀。
And you didn't show any appreciation.
这是应该的事吗
？And should this be?
现在遇到事情了。
Now the trouble arises.
是大卫自己愿意去跟随这个亚基王去打仗吗
？Was it David's intention to follow Achish into battle?
你投在人家的帐幕之下，你就是要跟随人家的脚步走。
Since you have sworn allegiance to that person, and you have to follow in his footsteps,
这是对主人的忠心。
This shows a loyalty to your master.
大卫也没有办法。
And David was really, he really had his hands tied.
大卫的妻儿所有的财产也不见了。
David's own wives and children were also disappeared.
你今天在生气什么
？What are you upset about?
你要石头把大卫打死。
To stone David to death.
这个合理吗？
Does it make sense?
好，你把大卫打死又可以改变什么事情？
By killing David, what would it change?
其实哈，人生气哈，有时候是真的是很愚昧的。
And really, when a person becomes upset, it's a sign of foolishness.
人会生气都是认为自己是对的啦。
Often we are upset because we think we are right.
当人生气的时候，我们就认为说是别人错，我们自己对，我们才会生气嘛。
We are upset because we feel that we are right and other people is wrong.
如果我们认为我们自己理亏，我们就不敢生气了。
If we feel that we are wrong, then we don't dare to be upset.
可是我们为什么生气
？But why are we upset?
我们认为自己是对的。
Because we feel that we are in the right.
或者是说我们失去了某些东西。
Or perhaps we have lost certain things.
或者是说这件事情不顺我的意。
Or we feel that this thing is not going according to my will.
不过不管怎么样
，But regardless,
事实上都不。是让人应该要能够控制自己的脾气。
We have to be in control of our own temper.
一个基督徒更加是如此。
And even more so as a Christian.
曾经有一个弟兄来跟我讲。
Once there was a brother who came to me.
传道，我生气是应该的。
Minister, it's right for me to be upset.
我说好，那你为什么说你生气是应该的
？Why do you say that?
他就把这个原因跟我讲。
And he told me the reason.
他说，你看，我是为神发义怒的。
See.What I'm doing is I'm being upset for the justice of God.
我为什么生气
？Why am I angry?
因为我站在神这一边。
Because I'm on the side of God.
我说哦，这样子听起来很合理。
So yeah, it sounds like logical.
我们看雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
第一章十九节。
19.
我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。二十节。
20.
人的怒气并不能成就神的义啊。那个刚才那个弟兄怎么说？
So what did that brother say?
传道。
In response.
我生气是有理的。
He said, Minister, it's right for me to be upset.
怎么可以这样做呢？
How can this be done?
这样做是错的。
This is wrong.
对你讲，你想了，我赞同。
Yes, I agree with what you're saying.
可是你生气，我不赞同。
But I don't agree with your anger.
圣经上怎么告诉我们？
What does the Bible tell us?
你们要快快听，慢慢的说。
Everyone should be quick to listen and slow to speak.
慢慢的动怒。
And slow to become angry.
慢慢的动怒不是说叫你哈，叫你哈，我就是要发怒，可是我慢慢来，不是这样啊。
Slow to become angry doesn't mean that you absolutely have to be angry, and just you do it slowly.
意思是你要谨慎。
But rather, you have to be cautious.
因为人的怒气并不能成就神的义。
Because the anger of man does not bring about the righteous life that God desires.
生气不是神解决事情要我们人类解决事情的方法。
Being angry is not the solution that God desires for us.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
圣经上告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
我们看诗篇37篇。
Psalm 37.
诗篇37篇第八节。
Psalm 37 verse 8.
37篇第八节。
Psalm 37 verse 8.
当止住怒气，离弃愤怒，不要心怀不平，以致作恶。第九节。
9.
因为作恶的必被剪除，唯有等候耶和华的必承受地土。在啊第六啊在第这个三十七篇的第七节啊，大卫就先讲了。
In this chapter, verse 7, David says first.
啊，你们当默然倚靠神。
Be still and wait patiently for the Lord.
要耐心的等候他。
Waiting for the Lord patiently.
有时候我们遇到很多事情，我们会心怀不平。
And when we encounter certain things, there are times we become very distraught.
神啊，为什么这样？为什么那样？
Oh, why does this happen? Why does that happen?
你讲的我都可以认同啊。
And I can agree with what you're saying.
今天我遇到，我也会认为说，为什么这样？
If this were to happen to me, and I would probably say the same thing. Why does this happen?
或许你是有权利生气的。
Perhaps you have the right to be upset.
因为你真的是对嘛。
Because you're really in the right.
因为那个人真的是错嘛。
Because the other party is truly in the wrong.
世界上有是非公理的，不是说啊，为了爱吼，什么都可以，这个全部都跟他弄在一起，然后搞不清楚什么是非，不是这样的。
In life, there truly is right and wrong. It's not that just because of love, so there's no the definition of right and wrong becomes very blurred.
神的爱是站在公理之上，公义之上的。
But rather, the love of God stands on top of justice.
神的爱不是滥爱。
God's love is not indulgence.
这有一个慕道朋友啊问我啊。
There is a truth seeker who asked me.
传道，如果神是创造宇宙万物的真神。
Minister, if God is the one who created the whole universe.
他干嘛那么麻烦，还要降生来这个世界被人钉十字架？那不是太麻烦吗？那不是显出他没有能力吗？
Why does he have to go through the trouble of coming to this world and being nailed on the cross? Isn't that really? Doesn't that show that he is not all powerful?
不是神没有能力的。
It's not that God is powerless.
神当然有能力这样做。
Of course, God is powerful enough to do whatever he wishes.
可是神是公义的神。
But God is a righteous God.
他怎么面对天使？
How is he going to face the angels?
他怎么面对魔鬼？
Face Satan.
他自己怎么站得住脚？
How can he stand on his own righteousness?
我的孩子犯罪了。
Considering that his own children have sinned.
那我是神。
And he is God.
我就故意看，没有看见。
And he folds, he blinds his,
puts a blindfold on his eyes. 我孩子犯罪没关系，别人孩子犯罪是他家的事情哦，就是一定要惩罚。啊，我的孩子没有关系，没有关系，这样子。
How can God blind his eyes to the fault of his own children and say, if other people sin, then they have to be condemned.
不是这样的。
That is not the case.
神的爱是站在公理之上的。
For the love of God stands upon righteousness.
这也是为什么他一定要来到这个世界上为人类死。
This is why he had to come to this world and die for humanity.
你说神不焦急吗？
Don't you think that God is very anxious?
你说神不难过吗？
Don't you think that he's very sad?
你说神没有全能吗？
Is God powerless?
有。
He is all powerful.
可是神做事是按照公义来的。
But he does things according to justice.
做什么事情总是有个规矩。
Because there is rules that you have to abide by whatever you do.
包括神本身也是这样。
And this also applies to God.
所以这个地方告诉我们。
This place tells us.
你要耐心等候。
That we have to wait patiently for the Lord.
不要因为那个道路通达的和那恶魔成就的心怀不平。
Don't fret when the evil men succeed in their ways.
或许你是对的。
Perhaps you're in the right.
而且你真的是对的。
And you truly are in the
right. 那个人真的是错的。
The other party truly is in wrong.
总是有是非嘛。
Because there is right and wrong in this life.
好，那你对你就可以生气吗？
Fine. Even if you're right, can you be upset?
你对你就可以报复吗？
Do you have the right to retaliate?
错。
That is wrong.
这边跟我们讲得很清楚。
For here it tells us very clearly.
说你要止住你的怒气啊，要控制你自己。
That we have to refrain from our own anger.
不要心怀不平以致作恶啊。
Do not fret because it will only lead to evil.
我们要一个正确的观念。
We need to have this correct concept.
对就是对，错就是错。
Whatever is right is right. Whatever is wrong is wrong.
以人的角度来看，或许暧昧不明；以神的角度来看，是很清楚的。
And perhaps in the human eyes, this definition is blurred, but in God's eyes, everything is very clear cut.
你不要心怀不平。
We should not be fretting.
到时候连你自己都因为太生气了。好啊，你这样子好啊，那我也这样子啊。
Do not be upset. If we think that, fine, you did this to me, then I will retaliate.
如果大卫说好啊，来拼啊，喏，你们虽然人比较多，我人比较少，我跟你讲，我打死过哥利亚，我怕你呀。
What if David were to say, fine, you want to fight with me? I already killed Goliath before.
哇，那真的亚玛力人就赚到了。
Then the Amalekites will be the winner.
他们互相打起来，全部死光光了，当然亚玛力人就赚到了。
Because they fought among themselves, and Amalekites become the ultimate winner.
这样事情有办法解决吗？
Does that resolve anything?
不要心怀不平，以致作恶。
We should not fret because it only leads to evil.
对就是错，对，错就是错。
Whatever is right is right. Whatever is wrong is wrong.
第九节怎么说？
Verse 9 tells us.
因为作恶的必被剪除。
For evil man will be cut off.
没有错，一开始是他错。
It's true. Initially he is wrong.
确实是他错。
And he is truly wrong.
错的人要受到神的惩罚。
Whoever is in the wrong will be punished by God.
这是绝对的。
This is an absolute.
那本来我们是对的咯。
And originally we were in the right.
你耐心等候神嘛。
But we should wait patiently for God.
神会带领你。
God will guide our footsteps.
结果你不要。
But we don't want to.
我生气。
And we get upset.
而且我有理由生气。
And we feel that we have all the rights in the world to be upset.
大家都说我是对的。
Everyone says I'm right.
而且我真的是对的。
And I'm truly right.
所以我就打回去。
So I punch back.
对，你可以打回去。
It's true, you can punch back.
可是你作恶了。
But you have done evil.
当神审判的时候啊。
At God's judgment time.
只有那个人有罪吗？
Do you think only that the other party is,
对,
has sinned?
那个人做恶，那个人真的有罪。
Okay, that person sinned and he deserves punishment.
可是一开始我们是对的。
But initially we were in the right.
可是后来我们也去作恶了。
But later on we also resorted to evil.
那我们就没有罪吗？
Then are we sinless?
不是。
No.
一件归一件。
Each matter will be treated individually.
你作恶。
Whatever sin we have done.
所以这个恶就归你自己。
So this wickedness will belong to you.
人在生气的时候不会想，有时候不会想那么多。
When a person is upset, he really doesn't think about all these things.
所以我们在还没有作恶之前，我们应该常常放在心中。
So, before we become upset, we have to place these truths in our heart.
如果有一天我遇到了，
if one day were to encounter the situation,
我应该要怎么做？
What should I do?
这样会比较好。
This would be much wiser.
其实哈，人有时候要常常先模拟状况，在心里中模拟状况。
And in fact, it's a good policy to often simulate some sort of situation beforehand.
小弟第一天来到我们尔湾教会的时候，我就注意到一件事情。
The first day I came to Irvine Church, I noticed one thing.
我们晚上要开始布道之前啊，我就看到一个弟兄站在这个中间这个地方。
Right before the evening service, I noticed there was a brother standing in the middle of the pew.
那个弟兄现在还在上课，没有来，没关系。
Still at school.
我有注意看，不，他做的是好事，没关系哈。他就站在中间这样子。
He was standing in the middle of the aisle.
我就看他手拿起来就在那比啊。
And saw him conducting.
我终于注意看他了。
And I was looking at him closely.
因为他等一下要指挥嘛，对不对？
Because he's going to conduct later.
他在 pretend, 他在自己在做一个模拟，说哦，等一下我应该怎么做，应该怎么做。
So he was rehearsing what he's going to do later.
那等一下我可以把他这个事情做好。
And so later on, he can do a very good job.
我蛮欣赏的。
And I really appreciate what he was doing.
我就偷偷的瞄他这样子。
I was looking at him secretly.
其实我们人生活在这个世界上也是要这样的。
And in fact, in, as we live in this world, this is what we ought to do.
有时候不要等到我们事情发生的时候，你再来思考，有时候会太慢。有时候那个时候你真的很生气，你没有办法思考的。
Don't wait until the situation arises, then you react to it. Because when you're in the situation, it's very hard to think rationally.
我们有时候我们在还没遇到的时候，我们就可以思考。
So we have to think beforehand, before an actual event occurs.
所以当我们现在在讲大卫的时候
，So now when we talk about the story of David,
我们不是只有听
，We don't just listen.
我们在下面思考
，We need to consider.
今天如果我遇到
，If I were to encounter this,
我会怎么做
？How would I react?
真的是很重要的。
It's very important.
我会生气吗
？Would I get upset?
那我生气我会怎么反应
？And when I get upset, how do I react?
按照我的生命，我以前我自己的经历。
Based on my past experiences,
按照别人的经历，我应该怎么做
？And according to other people's experience, what should I do?
啊，这个非常的重要。
It's very vital we go through this.
这个是这些人所做的，大部分的人反应哈。
So, in
David, 暴躁、焦虑是这大部分人的反应。
Being anxious, being upset, these reflect the reaction of most masses.
可是我们发现啊，这当中啊，不是每一个人都有这样的反应。
But we notice not every single individual react this way.
我们来看回来撒母耳记上三十章。
Go back to 1 Samuel chapter 30.
撒母耳记上三十章。
1 Samuel chapter 30.
第六节。
Verse 6.
大卫甚是焦急，因为众人为自己的儿女苦恼，说要用石头打死他。大卫却倚靠耶和华他的神，心里坚固。这个地方讲到，事实上大卫是很着急的。
Here it says that David was also greatly distressed.
大卫不是说。没关系啦，他没有这样子啊。
David didn't say, "Ah, it's no big deal."
而且众人为了自己儿女苦恼，要把他自己打死啊。
Because all the people were talking of stoning him.
他现在遇到的事情是很危急的。
He was in a deep crisis.
那他遇到这个事情怎么办呢
？So what should he do?
这可以说是内外夹击啊。
Because he was facing trouble both outside and within.
我看见了。大卫却倚靠耶和华他的神，心里坚固。
But David found strength in the Lord his God.
大卫没有生气。
David wasn't upset.
大卫也没有暴躁。
And he wasn't frustrated.
虽然这些人面对他是很无理的。
And even though these were unrational people talking to him.
他是站在对的这一边。
And he was in the right.
可是他没有说，因为这样，吼，我有责任，我有权利，我可以生气。
But just because he was right, he didn't say, "I'm right to get upset."
没有，他没有生气。
He didn't get upset.
不过，一个人要真的没有生气很困难。
But it's truly hard for a person to be without any shred of temper.
那大卫是怎么做到没有生气的
？How was David able to become without temper?
这大卫讲，接下来我们会讲到大卫做了三个事情。
Now we're talking about the three things that David did.
这三个事情我们要记在心中。
We have to remember them in our heart.
这个是不生气的方法。
For these are the ways not to get upset.
大卫不生气，不是说他与生俱来不生气，是他做了三件事情。
The reason why David wasn't upset is because he did the three things.
这三件事情让他解决了这个问题。
These three things help him resolve a situation.
不，他还在教导我们说，事实上遇到事情不是生气，遇到事情是要解决。
And what he teaches is when we encounter trouble, we don't get upset. Rather, we have to take care of it.
我们刚才已经有谈到，如果生气可以改变事情，那你就生气嘛。
We mentioned before, if you getting upset will resolve an issue, then go ahead and be upset.
我们遇到问题就是要解决。
But when we encounter trouble, we have to take care of it.
因为解决问题才是要把问题解决的方式嘛。
Because resolving an issue is the best way out.
那大卫第一个做什么
？What did David do first of all?
大卫却倚靠他的神，心里坚固。
David found strength in the Lord his God.
他心里是非常坚固的。
For his heart was very secure.
他虽然着急，可是他不暴躁。
Even though he was very distressed, but he wasn't frustrated.
因为他懂得倚靠神。
For he knew how to rely upon God.
我们遇到事情的时候
，When we met some events,
懂得倚靠神绝对是解决事情的根本。
Knowing how to find strength in the Lord is the best solution.
很多人遇到事情的时候，他就慌了。
A lot of people when they encounter an issue, they panic.
因为遇到问题就要解决问题，对不对？
Because when you have a trouble, you want to take care of it.
所以你就开始想啊，我要怎么解决这个问题？
So you start to think, well, how should I do to resolve it?
我要去找谁？
Who do I approach?
我第一步应该怎么做？
What's my first step?
那我应该怎么做？
And what should I take?
我要找谁帮忙我？
Who can help me?
那我应该找几个人过来？
And I should find a few people to come over.
应该是这样嘛，哈，他一般人就是这样嘛。
Usually this is how we react.
你遇到问题就先分析，然后就想说应该怎么样得到协助嘛。
When we have an issue, we analyze first and then think about how we can find assistance.
我没有说这样是错误的哦。
I'm not saying that's wrong approach.
可是哦，有时候你不是说我当我们在解决问题的时候，如果我们只是这样解决。
But what I'm saying is, if when we encounter an issue, this is the only approach we take.
常常没有办法把问题解决得很好。
Oftentimes, you will not find any resolution.
尤其一个基督徒，如果只是这样解决事情。
Especially as a Christian, if this is how we approach the problems.
啊，那真的是很可惜。
Then it's really a pity.
一般人没有耶稣可以依靠。
Most people don't have Lord Jesus to rely upon.
我们有神可以依靠。
But we have God to rely upon.
当我们遇到这个事情的时候。
When we have troubles.
我们就只是想说我们该怎么解决吗？
Do we only think about how we can resolve the issue?
就是这样而已吗？
Is that all there is?
因为时间已经到了。
The time is up.
所以说我们先休息一下。
So we'll take a break.
那我们再唱诗，那我们第二节的时候我们再继续来谈这个问题。
And we'll continue our second session.
请大家同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen. 我们休息。
Let's take a break.